You're not singing to your neighbor. You're not singing to your friend. You're not singing to the choir.
Dr. Tony Evans says that when worship isn't focused on God, it isn't worship.
He's faithful, consistent, great, provider, worthy of your worship. Somebody ought to bless that name.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. If you ask newcomers leaving their first church service what worship is, many of them would tell you, "Oh, that's when we sing." We'll find out why that's only part of the story as Dr. Evans talks to us today about taking worship seriously. Let's join him.
Malachi's message is direct, to the point. His theme is simply taking God seriously. Beginning in verse 6, he wants us to take our worship seriously. For many people, even Christians, God is like a filling station. When you're running on empty, you pull in so he can get you full up so you can go your merry way until you need a refueling. So God is often used to pep us up so we can do our thing and then come back to him when we've run out of fuel. For many others, God is like a spare tire. We want him in the vicinity in case something goes flat. When life goes flat, we want to know he's there, at least in the trunk, so we can whip him out, keep on rolling, until we can get whatever punctured our life fixed, and then we can put him back in the trunk again until life goes flat again and then pull him out again. So it's not that we don't recognize we kind of need him. It's just we want to keep him in his place. God speaks through Malachi in verse 6, and he says, "A son honors his father, a servant his master. If I'm your father, where's my honor? If I'm your master, where's my respect?" says the Lord of hosts. "O priest who despise my name." He says, you folks despise me, and you're in church. He says, you do not recognize the uniqueness of my person or the uniqueness of my position, even though you go to church, because this isn't a worship service. You're not holding my name at the level that my name represents, because he says, my name is to be feared among the nations. What does he mean, my name is to be feared? The word fear means to take God seriously, as opposed to taking God casually. Taking God seriously, that's what it means to fear God. We all have electricity in our homes and we benefit from electricity. We turn our lights on, we run our appliances. Electricity is good. Boy, life would be so much more difficult if it weren't for electricity. We need it, we want it, and we enjoy it. Just don't play with it. Don't go sticking a screwdriver into an outlet. That's not how you want to use that name. Because while that name is a blessing, used improperly, it can't hurt you. Not because electricity is trying to be mean, but it does need to be respected. Because if you play with it, the thing that's designed to help you and benefit you and serve you and support you could fry you. Not because it wants to fry you, it's just when it's not handled right, it hurts. To fear God is to take his name, his person, and his position seriously, not casually. So they have a question. They have a question at the end of verse 6. How have we despised your name? Translation, we don't know what you're talking about. I'm in church, aren't I? You ever have any kids play dumb on you? You know, you're complaining and they say, I don't know what you're talking about, mama, daddy. They said, how have we despised your name? I don't get it. We're here, we're at church, we're worshiping, I don't get how we have despised your name. He says, you are presenting defiled food upon my altar. You say the table of the Lord is to be despised. But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly, says the Lord of hosts? They say, what do you mean we despise you? We're in church. We know they're in church because they're involved with the sacrifices. They're making the offering. How have we despised your name? God says, I'll tell you how. Because you're giving me your leftovers. You're not giving me your best. You're giving me what you can't use. You're bringing me a lamb that can't see. You're bringing me a lamb that can't even walk. You're giving me the junk you can't use. That's despising my name. You don't have to curse me out to despise me. All you need to do to tell me you don't think much of me is to give me your leftovers. You get a phone call. It's from the White House. You have been chosen by the President of the United States, and he wants to have dinner with you. Of all the people he could have chosen, he chose to hang out with you. You get on the phone and you call your friends, your family. Guess what? The president is coming over. You lying, girl. Because they're not going to believe that. But you persuade them. He's coming over for dinner. What you going to cook? Your answer, I got some leftovers. I got some chicken from last week that's in the refrigerator that we haven't eaten. There are some baked beans that we didn't get to use yet. I think I have enough leftovers to feed the first family. I got some leftovers. They will say to you, you got to be out of your mind. Do you know guess who's coming to dinner? This is the first, you do not feed the first family leftovers. They would tell you that's an insult. And you would think it's an insult. That his name represents a person in position who is the most powerful man in the world, and you do not give that great a name leftovers. He says, you have despised my name. Because you give me your junk. Stuff you can't use. Blind and lame. In fact, what are some of the leftover things we give God? We give him leftover time. When all my shows have gone off, when all my programs that I've taped and rerun are finished, when my schedule has nothing left on it. God, if I've got something left and I'm not too sleepy, I'll find a minute for you. I'm going to give you leftovers. Leftovers. Saturday night, 50% chance of rain. Hey, girl, I got my hair done today. I don't know if I'm going to make it to church tomorrow because I got my hair done, and it might rain, and, you know, I ain't sure I can make it to worship. Girl, you know how much it costs to get my hair done? I can't take a chance because it just might rain. Of course, if you had gotten your hair done on Sunday and you had to be to work on Monday, you'd work it out. That meant an umbrella or a wig, but you'd work it out. You know why? Because you'd give it to your governor. Why? Because he has your favor. He has your money. And so you would work it out. You say, but man, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to get a parking place. Come on, we don't have to worry about that. As long as I get there in time for the sermon, we don't have to worry about all that worship. I know God said make a joyful noise to the Lord, but you know, I don't want to deal with all that parking. Oh, okay, never mind that you got to go to work during rush hour. Which means that you have to calculate enough time to deal with the fact if you're driving by yourself and you can't get in the HOV lane, you got to deal with the fact that you may get stopped in traffic. So what do? You make an adjustment on the front end. You say, I better leave a little earlier today because I know I'm going to run into traffic. And so I want to be to work on time. Never mind that I don't have to be to worship to give God the praise due to his name. He says, I'm a great king. But you'll give it to the governor. You'll give it to the boss man. But when it comes to me, I get your leftovers. When it comes to our giving to God, we give him leftovers. I happen to have $5 left over this week that I ain't used. So here, God, it's left. That's why God calls giving in the Bible first fruits. Because he wanted to know that he's first. He's not leftovers. He says, you don't have to say you despise me to despise me. All you got to do is give me your junk, what you got left, while you're at the same time asking me to bless you. Be favorable to me. Be gracious to me.
Dr. Evans will be back in a moment to tell us more about the kind of worship that meets God's approval and gets his attention. First, though, what you're hearing today is part of Tony's brand new series, Taking God Seriously. This collection will teach you to make God's priorities your own by investing more energy and attention on your connection with the Lord, as well as your bonds with your spouse and kids. Request it right away, and we'll send you all 10 CDs in this series as our gift when you help support Tony's ministry with any contribution God leads you to make, no matter the size. The title again, Taking God Seriously. Just visit us at TonyEvans.org to get the details and make the arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or let one of our resource team members help you day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, here's Dr. Evans with more of today's message.
But now, verse 9, you entreat God's favor that he may be gracious to us. With such an offering on your part, will he receive any of you kindly, says the Lord? Oh, that there would be one among you who would shut the gates. That's the gate of the temple. That's the church. Would shut the gates that you might not kindle useless fire on my altar. I am not pleased with you, saith the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from you. Do you know my name? I am not a leftover God. So why are you giving me leftover worship, leftover praise, leftover admiration, leftover time, leftover service, leftover giving? I just get your leftover. Which means you don't know my name. But you're asking me to bless you, and you don't want leftover blessing. You want to see exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. That's what you want from me, while you keep giving me leftovers. If the boss man said you got to be in 15 minutes early, your job depended on it, you'd be there 20 minutes early. I can't get 5 minutes from you a day. That's because you despise my name. You actually hate my name. He says, is it not evil? This is more than going to church. He's talking about an attitude. The attitude showed up everywhere. That God was an addendum. An extra, something if I can get around to it. But first, the most important, the priority? No. No way. Malachi is saying, taking worship seriously. When you stand before God and singing a song, you're not singing to your neighbor, you're not singing to your friends, you're not singing to the choir. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I want to hear you sing to me. I want to hear you pray to me. Because it's supposed to be about me. And that's supposed to be why you came. How come I can't hear you? In fact, you don't even want to be where you are. You people sit next to you, you move over. You just don't want to be bothered. You don't want to be bothered. And yet it's supposed to be about me. You say, I'm going to church to worship. Well, I told you what I want. How am I going to tell you what I want for my worship and you're going to give me something else and then expect me to be happy? Suppose at the restaurant, you order chicken and they bring you fish. Take it back. That's not what I asked for. Come to going to work, a lot of folk be ironing their clothes and setting it out on Sunday night so that they're ready to roll on Monday morning. When it come to worship, God ought to be happy if I get there at all. And God says, I am not taking this kindly. You want a first class God while you offer second class worship. In Dallas, there's going to be a big worship service. Big worship service. In a brand new sanctuary. And there'll be 100,000 people who go to church. It's going to be a big worship service. Televised worship service. Monster worship service. And trust me, it will be worship. Because worship is paying homage to the object that you're worshiping. It's giving them honor and respect. Let's examine and see what Malachi would say about it. It is on paper a one-hour service. For every football game is only 60 minutes. It's a one-hour service. But it's an interesting one-hour service because there is only 17 minutes of activity in the one-hour service. You see, the clock keeps running, but they're in the huddle some of the time. They're going back to the huddle. So the actual play for the whole game is 17 minutes as part of a one-hour worship service. Interesting. They have turned a one-hour worship service with only 17 minutes of action into a three-hour experience. Whether you're at home on television or whether you go to the game, it is a three-hour experience for a one-hour service with only 17 minutes of activity. And not a soul is going to say the service went too long. So you got a one-hour service with 17 minutes of action that is a three-hour experience. They're going to have breaks in it. They're going to have halftime, Starbucks. They didn't work this thing out that for 3 hours you're in church. But wait a minute. I want to get to church on time. There will be a lot of people going to church. 100,000. Which means it's going to take me time to get a parking place, and I am going to have to walk a long way to get to the sanctuary. in the heat, in the rain, in the snow, in the ice. I have got to go a long way to get to the sanctuary. So instead of saying, I'm not going to church today, I'm just going to start out earlier to make sure I arrive at the church on time. When church is over, after 3 hours, it's going to take me a minute to get home. So from the time I leave till the time I get home, my worship experience is going to be 7 hours. The 2 hours I need to leave early, the 2 hours it's going to take me to get home, the 3 hours of the worship service, that's 7 hours out of my day, and I'm still not going to say the church is too far away. Don't take too long to get there. There's a problem parking at that church. Too many people go to that church. That church is too big. Why is not anybody going to say that? Because they know the cowboy's name. They honor the name. And they decide to go to church. But watch this, it ain't over. Because on your way home, you're going to turn on sports radio to hear them talk about what you just saw. So you're going to be talking about church even when you're not in church. Then when you get home, you're going to turn on ESPN, NFL Network, to watch clips of something you just saw. But not only that, Monday morning, you're going to open up the sports section to read about what you just saw the day before. In other words, you're going to review the church service in writing. You're going to review the passage. But not only that, all week long on sports talk radio, they're going to talk about what happened and then prepare you for the new worship service next week. Not only that, but if you play fantasy football, you're going to be involved in that too. In other words, the Cowboys will take over. I just have one closing question. What have the Cowboys done for you lately? The Cowboys, America's team, are hit and miss. Sometimes it's a touchdown, sometimes it's an interception. But I know somebody with a name who does not hit and miss. He's faithful, consistent, great, provider, worthy of your worship. Somebody ought to bless that name. Somebody ought to glorify that name. Somebody ought to praise that name. And not give him leftovers, but give him the worship that he deserves. Stand up and bless the name of the Lord.
Dr. Tony Evans wrapping up a message he calls Taking Worship Seriously. If you'd like to get a full-length copy of this lesson, which includes quite a bit of additional material, just visit TonyEvans.org and search on that title. Better yet, take advantage of our special offer on this brand new CD collection called Taking God Seriously. Don't forget, we're offering this set as our thank you gift when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any amount. Your gifts are so important as we head into the holiday season. Get details before time runs out at TonyEvans.org, where you can also find a huge collection of life-changing resources and sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. You can also call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by day and night to help you. 1-800-800-3222. God was so serious about his relationship with humans that he signed a contract. The Bible calls it a covenant. And on Monday, Dr. Evans tells us why it's the most amazing, incredible deal in history. I hope you will be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.